This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged countries at an Arab League summit on Friday to support his peace initiative to end Russia's war in Ukraine.
I hope that most of us are here for the sake of peace and justice. Dear participants of the summit, today is the 450th day of the full-scale war waged against us by Russian invaders.
Zelensky, who is making his first trip to Saudi Arabia, said in the address that delegates would each receive the text of a 10-point peace plan and ask them to work with Ukraine directly without intermediaries. G7 leaders gathering in Japan for a weekend summit have a new round of Russian sanctions in mind. The country's lucrative metals export could be one target. Diamonds could be another. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherway reports.
European Council President Charles Michel says the EU will impose restrictions. Britain doesn't want to wait either. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to announce a ban on Russian diamonds and metals including copper and nickel. New measures will also target more individuals involved in the energy, metals, and shipping trades. Pressure for more action may ramp up over the weekend, when Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to fly into the Hiroshima summit. An official in Kyiv said it was essential he go there to defend the country's interests.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. Sudan's army general has fired the country's paramilitary leader, his former ally turned rival, as the deputy of the country's governing body. The month-long conflict has killed at least 705 people, the World Health Organization said Friday. This is VOA News. Campaigning ahead of Greece's national elections Sunday ends Friday, leaving at least 17% of voters undecided, according to polls, predicting a tight race, with Greece's largely disaffected youth holding the key to the outcome. Anthony Karasava reports.
Sunday's vote will see about 500,000 young voters aged between 17 and 20 taking their first trip to the ballot box. And while opinion polls show incumbent Conservative Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis winning the race, a close second-place finish by his main leftist rival Alexis Tsipras, the leader of the Syriza party, may push the country into a period of political uncertainty, with repeated rounds of elections until a majority or coalition government is formed. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Officials in Cameroon have shut down markets to stop a wave of cholera infections spreading through all 10 regions of the Central African state. The government says more than 20,000 people have been infected, but the figures may be higher. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yandui.
Sanitation workers on Friday washed and disinfected toilets, pits and septic tanks at Akasia Market in Yaoundé's 6th district. The market sees at least 5,000 merchants and buyers each day, but district officials say it has been sealed to stop cholera from spreading. The Cameroon government says the Mfundi, Etude and Mokolo markets in the capital were also sealed this week to stop the cholera spread. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Nigerian security forces have rescued two local U.S. consulate workers kidnapped after an ambush on their convoy in the south of the country, police said on Friday. Gunmen killed 7 people, 3 consulate staff, and 4 police guards when they opened fire on the 2-car convoy on Tuesday before abducting 2 other staffers in southeast Anambra State. Government officials in Serbia have rejected opposition criticism of their handling of 2 mass shootings in Serbia earlier this month. Thousands are expected to rally later on Friday to press for resignations of key ministers and measures against pro-government television stations they accuse of fueling violence. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.